How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Well, she's a contemporary gospel artist who rose to success around the turn of the millennium. Maurette Brown Clark is a singer, composer, and arranger who also runs a successful music management company. Clark has won several stellar awards and placed two albums, 1998's How I Feel and 2011's The Sound of Victory, in the Billboard Gospel Top 10. She also released a chart-topping single in 2019 entitled I Want God. After taking a break from making full-length releases, she returned in 2024 with the song He Loves Me. Clark was born and raised on Long Island, and after beginning to sing at the age of four, she took private lessons at the age of six, going on to perform extensively with her family gospel group, as well as a series of high school and college vocal ensembles. After turning professional, she backed prominent gospel artists like CeCe Winans and Hezekiah Walker, and she was a featured vocalist on Richard Smallwood's hit Angels. Clark made her solo debut in 1998 with the song How I Feel, released on Verity Records. It made the top 10 of Billboard's Gospel Albums chart and earned her a Dove nomination and a Stellar Award win in 2000 for Best New Artist. Over the next decade, Clark remained a reliable and much-loved presence in the gospel music world, releasing popular albums like 2002's By His Grace and 2007's The Dream, both for Atlantic International label. Her fourth album, 2011's The Sound of Victory, became her most successful album to date. Award-winning gospel performer Martha Munizzi was born in Central Florida to a religious musical family who had Martha and her twin sister Mary singing and touring the country by the age of eight. Her first album, 2002, Say the Name, came out on Point to Point and was followed up by a pair of self-released records, The Best Is Yet to Come from 2003, When He Came in 2004, both of which debuted high on Billboard's gospel chart. In 2006, Munizzi was nominated for a Grammy for Best Traditional Soul Gospel Album and also released a successful project entitled No Limits Live, which debuted at number one on the Gospel Albums chart and remained there for 6 weeks. In addition to ministering with several popular Christian ministries like Joel Osteen, Benny Hinn, and Joyce Myers, she has collaborated and performed with a variety of artists like Yolanda Adams, Risen, Israel Houlton, and Donna Richardson Joyner. Her next project, another live album called Change the World, arrived in 2008, followed by 2011 by her first self-produced studio album entitled Make It Loud, which featured the debut of her daughter, Danielle Munizzi. This Women's History Month, we remember the work of Rhea Huntley. In 2019, computer electronics and engineering aficionado Rhea Huntley came up with an idea to improve a restaurant pickup process after she stood in line for 20 minutes to grab an order that was already waiting at the register. It just so happens that Huntley and her co-founders, James Bagley and Marcus Gunn, had actually created a viable solution for contactless order pickups during the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. Their Levi Incorporated smart food lockers help struggling restaurants across the country increase sales while protecting customers with minimal interaction. Huntley's patent was published on February 18th, 2021. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Don't Give Up from Ernest Pugh. 9, Jason Nelson featuring Melvin Crispell III with Yahweh. Number 8, Change Your Mind from Fred Hammond, Keith Staton, and Marcus Cole. 7, Deserve to Win, Tamela Mann. 6, One Way Home, the Mississippi Mass Choir featuring Paul Porter. 5, Never Be the Same, Dietrich Haddon. 4, Lead Me On, Chandler Moore. Number 3, Without You, Javon Dewan and the Trap Stars featuring Zacardi Cortez. Number 2, Sunshine, Nia Allen featuring Jordan Armstrong. And number 1, from B.B. Winans featuring Gerald Albright, the song is called Father in Heaven, Right Now. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news for this week. I'm Nina Taylor. Don't forget to connect with me on all social media outlets. Just go to my website at msninataylor.com. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.